Welcome to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. And brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. Here is your host, Robert Gold.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center in Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the west. I can see Thunderchild, Saskatchewan. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto, and this podcast is produced in partnership with ProfitGuide.com. Today, we are going to have fun. Jeremy Choi is with us. He is the definition of a serial entrepreneur. Today, we find him as the CEO and co-founder of WPUP.co. It says on the website, sleep without ever having to worry about your website again. All of that's good and exciting. Jeremy, welcome to the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you, Robert.
So, Jeremy, you and I know each other through EO, the Entrepreneurs Organization in Toronto. Great organization, helps a lot of entrepreneurs at various stages move forward. But let's step back a bit. Tell us about yourself and how you became a serial entrepreneur. And you really are one. I've learned that over the years.
Thank you. I guess a little bit about myself is that I'm a husband, father of almost two. My second one's coming in a week or so. I co-founded WPUP. I'm also the co-founder of Athlete Activation Systems and a co-founder of Dyma. As a hobby, I love to golf. I'm pretty much a golf addict. But how I became a serial entrepreneur, I would say, is part luck and part relationship building. I've been pretty lucky that I've made a lot of great friends over the years, and I kept adding value to them, which kind of led me to find like really awesome co-founders that understand and work really well with how I like to operate.
So let me ask you this. I want to go into a number of things that touch on what you do, but I know you for quite a while, and you are recognized, not just by myself, but by the groups you belong with, the people you mentor and counsel. You're recognized as an individual who knows how to capitalize and really leverage relationships. Let's talk about relationships. Why are they so important to you?
Relationships are kind of like the foundation of business. I've learned throughout the years in business that people love to work with people they like. And granted that your product is also have to be good, but you can have an amazing product or service, but if you don't have anyone that wants to work with you or like you, you're pretty much dead. Someone told me when you're in business, a business without sales is not a business. So that's why to me, relationship is key and probably the foundation for building a business.
So it's interesting you talk about if you haven't got a product, you're not a business. And Steve Jobs famously said, successful companies ship. Why do you need relationships to make a company successful by shipping? How do you tie this all together?
I think relationship is sales. If you want to generate sales, you need relationships, and people want to work with people they like. When I had my digital marketing agencies, RFPs are provided and people get to bid onto these. And if you don't know someone, the chances of you actually successfully getting that RFP is going to be really, really tough. However, if you have a really great product and you know the people that are putting out these RFPs, it's very easy. They really just want to work with you. They just need to go through that kind of formality.
So having identified the rate relationships are key, and you define successful businesses as having successful relationships which grow the sales. Can you share some ideas? Share three ideas with us about building meaningful business relationships.
One is integrity. I guess this is kind of a given. Say what you do and do what you say. You know, that's really important. Two is add value. Give, and just give more. So when I go out and I build relationships, I always try to find out what their hobbies are, what do they like outside of just work, right? Or find out why they do the things they do. Find ways to add value to that or to give to that. And third, I guess, mentality that was kind of coined by my good friend Dan Martell. He created this thing called the 5-50 rule. The premise of it is that instead of trying to know someone for 5 minutes, try to ask questions and get to know them for the next 50 years. You're always going to ask these questions, oh, what do you do? It's really about asking more deeper questions like, why do you do the things you do, right? Or what gets you up in the morning excited, you know, that kind of thing, right? So that's the 5-50 rule.
So, Jeremy, what happens if you see value in a relationship? You're working with a prospect or a client, you see value, but the other individual is nonchalant or even indifferent about getting involved and connecting with you in a meaningful way. How do you deal with that when you know there's value there?
First off, you try to find that common element between the both parties, right? And the secret is that it's not work. Most people may think that it's, oh, the both businesses are the common element, but you got to connect with people that you find out what their passion is, right? But if you do that and you find out, hey, you know, you're still incompatible or they're, you know, nonchalant or very indifferent about connecting with you, honestly, I would just say forget it. focus on the ones that want to build that relationship with you. Because at the end of the day, you can't please everybody, and there's only so much of a Rolodex that you can really truly keep, only so much time in the day that you really have to get with people. So move on, even after the passion side of things don't match up.
So then, taking that little piece of advice, how about sharing a story with us about building a relationship that you were involved in that paid off huge dividends for all parties concerned?
So maybe about 7 years back, starting off in my digital marketing agency a couple of years, I went to a graphic design meetup, something that I would normally never go to. I met a gentleman at the bar. He was a freelance designer, creative director at the time. Just kind of kept in touch with him, find out what he liked. He was about to have kids, kind of like myself. So we just got to keeping in touch for the last 3 years. And then by the third year, we realized that he finally formed an agency. As we continued to talk, we were a production house, right? Primarily in our agency. He gave us one of the biggest contracts that we've had. But more importantly, we've impressed him and impress his clients. We pretty much brought us on to do more work. So he scored, I would say, probably 5 times more work because of the work we did. But he's also given us one of the biggest work that we've had in our agency. So it kind of worked both ways. Another example would be how I kind of met my co-founders. My co-founder for the athlete activation system, his name is Clance. I've been going to his gym for the last 8 years, you know, just helping him with logos, helping him with overall strategic things for his business. We just got to talking, hanging out, and over the years, I was always a good sounding board for his decision in his business. So he reached out to me and said, hey, you know what? I really want to create this business, a certification for other coaches. He asked me if I want to be part of it. Because of the relationship that we've had over the years, I invested money and I co-founded and built the operating system for the business. So that's kind of how I met my co-founder, right? It's through that relationship building, years and years of repertoire, I guess.
So tell me something. I also know you as a pretty good tech aficionado. You are on top of all the recent tech and all the developments that connect people. So I'm a little curious as to whether, in fact, you're using tech to keep in touch and on top of relationships and opportunities. But I also want you to address, is there a downside to being too tech-dependent when building relationships? So let's take a look at this little topic.
I use quite a bit of tech, mainly because it's impossible for someone, I believe, to remember everything about everyone. I use Google Contacts, right? And I store notes with each contact. I try to be as detailed as possible with everyone. But what I also use outside of Google's, Google Contacts is my base. So I have all my contacts in there. Then I use a program called Contactually, or some people may use another one called ActiveCampaign. But I use Contactually because the beauty of it is that you can put people into what they call buckets. So it's like tagging each individual contact to something they're interested in. In my life, I'm really interested in golf. I like volleyball, I like basketball, I like sports, working out. So if I talk to someone, if I meet someone while I'm networking, I would tag them and put them in those specific categories. And what this Contactually system does for me is that it allows me to do something called scale mail. And scale mail is the ability to highlight everyone that has a certain interest and send them a personalized email. So, for example, Rob, I know you're into cars. I have a cars bucket. If I see something, for example, if the Mini Indy is coming to Toronto and something amazing happens, I would shoot you an email and say, hey, Rob, Mini Indy, I got some free tickets. Would you like to take advantage of it? So that's the kind of stuff I like to do. The downside is that it may seem kind of like spam. You know, if you send way too much, I don't think there's a downside to it if you use it with care. Don't get me wrong. It's not going to be a thing that automatically does everything for you. You can sit back and just set it on autopilot. You never want to use it like that. You definitely want to be genuine in what you do. What it does for me is that it helps me, instead of me sending 50 emails, copying and pasting and saying, hey, Rob, hey, X, Y, and Z, it just does it for me in one shot. But I still genuinely care about everyone that is interested in, for example, automobile or in golf or whatever the case might be.
So finally, Jeremy, relationship building and networking, they're closely related. We both know it. We've talked about it. Can you share with us your top 3 networking tips, and where do you do your most successful networking?
I would say number one is definitely go back to the 550 rule. Ask those open-ended questions and listen. Listen a lot. Ask the person to always tell you more. For example, you ask them, why do you like cars? Or like, oh, you really like cars. Tell me more about the type of cars you like. Get them talking. The more you ask, the more you'll seem genuine that you're interested in what they have to say, and the more they'll tell you. And the last tip, I guess, to help you with that process is a technique that I learned from another member at Yale, is try to repeat what they say. You're just trying to let them know that you understood what they said. So if they said, I'm really interested in cars, you can say something like, oh, so you're very interested in cars. Tell me more about it. Because that confirms to them that you're listening and that you just want to learn more. So it's being genuine that you are interested. Don't do it, obviously, if you're not interested. But that would be the three tips that you can go with. In terms of successful networking, I would say do it outside of your professional industry. In my business, we update WordPress sites and manage WordPress sites. But there's a lot of meetups that are just WordPress specific or focused. Those ones, I find that they're great at meeting industry professionals, just knowing who's working on what. But I find that the most successful ones are when I go to meetups that are related to golf, meetups that are related to cars, to volleyball, to the stuff that I'm interested in, like board games, for example. Stuff that I can actually do as a hobby, people are having fun. Those are the ones I find that are the most successful because you never know what business they're in or who they're working for. But if they like you, chances are they will probably connect you with the right person to talk to at that company or themselves. So I find that going to those places are probably the best.
And on top of that, you share the passion. They can really see who you are because passion brings together the personalities that you need to build a successful relationship. Jeremy Choi, serial entrepreneur. We can find him today at WP Up, WPUp.co. Jeremy, thank you for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you, Robert.
Until next time, I'm Robert Gold, managing partner of Bennett Gold LLP, chartered accountants in Toronto. If you want to check out how we add value, maybe even see what our 550 rule is, check us out at bennettgold.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at profitguide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone, and good night, Thunderchild, Saskatchewan.
You've been listening to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's business podcast, and brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. From acceleration to succession, strategy to tax planning, there's a lot more through the door at bennettgold.ca.